the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For the United States to print and allow people to vote on foreign language ballots makes no sense, since only U.S. citizens can vote and foreigners cannot be naturalized unless they demonstrate the ability to read, write, and speak words in ordinary usage in the English language. The Voting Rights Act is a civil rights landmark whose purpose was to assure that blacks will not be denied the right to vote. But blacks don't need and never needed foreign language ballots. Some make the argument that we need foreign language ballots to accommodate some native-born Americans who don't speak English. But to any extent that we have large numbers of native-born Americans who don't speak English, that means we have immigrants who are not assimilating into the American culture, but instead are keeping their native tongue into the second and third generations. All the more reason why we should provide inducements to learning English, such as printing ballots only in English. America should not become a nation where immigrants continue to live in neighborhoods where they only associate with and do business with others who speak a foreign language and let their children grow up without learning English. The result is that young people grow up isolated both from the country their parents left behind and from the culture of their adopted country. The public schools used to be the vehicle by which the children of millions of immigrants from all over the world became Americanized into good and valuable citizens. In recent years, the public schools have failed miserably in their duty to teach English to the children of immigrants and instead allowed them to speak their native tongue in a system of language apartheid, also known as bilingual education. Public opinion is clearly on the side of the English language. 27 states have adopted English language laws. A Zogby poll reported that a big 79% of Americans favor making English our official language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Would you like to see a united America speaking one language? Should English be designated our only official language? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and ask for free information on English language. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or on the web, go to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson!
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. For those of you who have never been to Los Angeles, and God bless you, you are the smart ones. L.A. is made up of many small cities outside of the L.A. city limits. Torrance, Pasadena, San Pedro, Westchester, Inglewood, and many others that you may have heard of. One you may not have heard of, and it's been in the news lately, is Maywood, California. It's about 10 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, and it's a small city. Now, that section of L.A. County, which includes cities like Huntington Park, Bell, Southgate, Cudahy, and Maywood, has been totally taken over by illegal aliens and their rotten prodigy. They were all once beautiful little communities of American workers who owned a decent wage, raised their families without fear. And as the onslaught of the illegal alien invasion increased, just like the city of Los Angeles, those communities were gobbled up one by one by the invading hordes. Slowly but surely, political offices were taken over by illegal alien sympathizers and their jackpot babies when they grew of age. What you have now is a foreign community of people who hate America and have allegiance to a foreign government and a foreign country, and they are taking it over house by house, block by block. Maywood, being one of the worst, recently declared itself a sanctuary city for illegal aliens. They said they would disobey all federal laws that would require them to enforce immigration laws in the city, and they thumbed their noses at the federal government and the citizens of the United States. Naturally, law-abiding citizens were angered at this, and they were there to protest yesterday peacefully. We always protest peacefully. We have never, ever one time been somewhere and started an argument, started a fight with aggression. We've answered aggression with aggression, but we have never gone there to start a fight. We have never been disruptive. We have never done anything that was illegal, and we've never thrown anything. But these rotten, racist bastards that have invaded our community, that hate Americans, and they hate anybody that's not of their race, were there against our protesters yesterday. Now, this is an actual email that I received today from one of the people who was there protesting peacefully. The lady's name is Sandra, and the email went like this. Terry, I was at the Maywood, California protest yesterday joining Save Our State and Minutemen protesting the fact that Maywood allows itself to be a sanctuary city. This is my experience. I was dropped off by my ride while he parked, and I saw all the American flags and started walking toward them, and suddenly there was a rush of thugs running towards me calling out, "Death to the Minutemen." They stopped me in my tracks. They pushed me around and told me that if I was to take one step further, that they would beat the blank out of me. I looked to the back of me, and there were four police officers leaning on their vehicles, just watching, doing nothing. And folks, this is typical. I have been to Westwood when we had the big riot out there in 96. I was there. The police did nothing. I was at the one in Anaheim in December a few years ago, where the Anaheim Police Department did absolutely nothing. So this is typical for some of these punk police departments out there that we have now. And you know me, this show is very pro-law enforcement. But some of these police officers and some of these police captains and some of these higher-ups in these police departments are just a bunch of sissy, pussified punks. That's what they are. Now, let me go on with this. So I step forward. They stole my sign and ripped it up as another was throwing water on me. Meanwhile, I am still getting pushed around and threatened, so again, I look back to see if the police are going to help. Nope. So I stood there with my hand on my hips and one hand on my pepper spray, and I was ready to use it. Again, I might mention that there were four or five police officers behind me doing nothing to the fact that I am being threatened, pushed around, and stolen from. I was ready for whatever they were going to give me at that point. I was going to pepper spray all of them and look back one more time as I was being pushed around by men, and that police officer finally waves me over. So I went over, and then they escorted me across the street to another group of officers who escorted me to the SOS group. After being at a rally for a while, we noticed that the opposition was getting louder. And then we watched as they took the American flag off the flagpole and stepped on it on the ground at a United States post office and mounted a Mexican flag, and up it went. Are you listening to this, folks? They took the American flag, they stepped on it from a post office, the United States post office, and then ran a Mexican flag up the flagpole. At this point, continuing with the email, at this point, the police did nothing. Finally, they went over to take it down, and they had bottles and rocks thrown at them. They did not attempt to arrest anyone. They were unable to take it down because they cut the wrong side of the line, so the flag remained there for the rest of the day. I believe that all Americans need to know about this and need to see that the Mexican flag was hanging there at an American post office. We are being invaded, and the American people need to wake up. Another woman was beat up while the police watched and injured as well as an elderly man. They tend to pick on the weaker targets. End of email. This is outrageous, and folks, if you don't believe it, go to our website. That picture of that flag, that Mexican flag flying at an American post office in Maywood, California, is on our website, theterryandersonshow.com, right now. This is outrageous. And I tell you, American people, every week that you are stupid people. I tell you every week that you are allowing this to happen to your country. I tell you every week to wake up. When are you going to understand that these people are taking us over? And when I hear people talk about, well, there's no harm in these people being here, it's just another wave of immigrants coming in here. No! These people hate us, and they are conquering us every day. And I am talking about this newly arrived wave of Hispanics from south of the border. Do I hate Hispanic people? No. Do I hate Mexicans? No. But when you come to my country illegally, you become my enemy, my sworn enemy. And I want you out of here by any means necessary. This is what is happening. And when it happens in Passaic, and when it happens in Detroit, and when it happens in Palm Beach, and when it happens in Podunk, and when it happens in every other place in this country, then you will understand that we are being invaded. And it's not just Southern California. Right now, all you think is that what is happening out there, those people are crazy anyway, we don't care. But you will care when that Mexican flag flies in your community, and those thugs jump on you for protesting it, and they tell you to go back to Europe or go back to Africa. Then you will understand. Then you will wake up. Then you will see that we are have been invaded. Don't listen to the president. Do not listen to Sean Hannity when he talks about, oh, this is just a problem, that there's a slight disagreement we have with the president. No! Those of us who live it are angry about this because we have to endure it every day. Don't listen to people like O'Reilly when they tell you, oh, we can't deport these people. We must deport these people. We must run them out of this country. And I tell you this, I do not advocate it, but I predict it. If they are not run out of here legally, they will be run out of here at the end of a gun. And that's what this country is coming to. We are trying to fix this problem before that happens, but they're not, the country, the government is not going to allow it. They are going to make this thing come to violence. These people are trying to kill us. These people are beating us. Black folks cannot go to Hawaiian Gardens, California. They cannot go to Highland Park, California, because they will be killed. Same thing is happening everywhere here now in Southern California, and nobody will step up to it. This is not diversity. When 90% of a community is of one race, it is not diversity when we have to speak a foreign language to order a pizza on the phone. This is not diversity when our flag is taken down at our post office and a foreign flag is hung up. And I tell you, I predict to you that the American people are going to get so angry that they're going to fix this, and they're going to fix it in any means necessary. Trust me when I tell you that. And remember where you heard it first. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's Stop TheFTAA.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And I want to remind all of you out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on KFNX 1100 AM. All the good folks listening on KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network all across the country, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horrible clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. And folks, some of the horriblest clowns just will not go away, and they pop up week after week. We have a repeat offender from just about every once in a while. Well, this guy's from a few weeks ago. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has got to be the babblingest, babbling idiot I have ever seen hold a cabinet post in the United States. This guy is a nutcase. Last week, he first bragged about the progress made apprehending illegal aliens at the border. He called them migrants, by the way. We don't play that. That progress is debatable, but let's say it's real. Let's say it happened for the sake of conversation. He then went on to say that the Border Patrol will not be able to sustain that progress unless Congress passes what? Comprehensive immigration reform, unquote. I wonder where this came from. I wonder where this fish stinks from. George Putnam always says it well. It stinks from the head. He said, quote, to try to do it all through brute force would be very expensive and difficult proposition, end quote. No, it would be your job, and it would be doing the will of the American people, Mr. Chertoff. That's what it would be. No, you cannot tell us that you can't afford it when you're spending all this money on illegal aliens for everything else. You're putting them through school, you're medicating them, you're incarcerating them, you're educating them, you're doing everything. I was going to say fornicate, but I don't know if that comes in here. Okay, folks, these people will say and do anything to keep the flow of cheap labor coming into this country. You think I'm kidding? Listen to the most idiotic thing that this idiot said. Quote, the agency needs to focus on drug dealers, the criminals, even the terrorists trying to sneak across the southern border. It can only do that if the majority of migrants crossing to find work are allowed to do so through a guest worker program, end quote. Those people that took our flag down at that post office yesterday were these same, quote, migrants, unquote, that you're talking about. They weren't drug dealers, they weren't terrorists, and they weren't criminals, although they are now. But what did you do? You said it was okay for them to be here. Look how they are treating Americans. Unbelievable. This is the typical PCBS. It doesn't affect him. His kids aren't in any schools with them. Doesn't have to live in the neighborhood with them. Have to compete with a job with them. What about us, Mr. Secretary? What about those people in Maywood? And what about those people here in California, North Carolina, those people in Chicago and in Georgia who are having to deal with this every single day? Where's your compassion for us? I swear, Michael Chertoff, you suck. But more than that, you're the most horrible clown of the week. Good Lord, this is unbelievable. Folks, we're very privileged tonight to have a buddy of mine, friend of the Terry Anderson Show, and a man who's working very hard to protect two Americans right now who are being tortured by our government. They're being tortured by the very agency that they worked so diligently and faithfully for many years. And you know what we're talking about. We're talking about Mr. Ramos and Mr. Compien, two Border Patrol agents who are good guys doing their job and are now being torn down by the very government that's supposed to protect them. We got Andy Ramirez from Friends of the Border Patrol here with us tonight. Andy, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, Terry. Thanks for having me on. And I got to tell you, you know, this outcry that has touched America has really reached the agents out in El Paso.
Good.
You know, they have been so overwhelmed by the amount of emails and letters and support that they've gotten. It's just, you know, to see them on the 16th, the day before the recent El Paso congressional hearing I was at, I testified before the Judiciary Committee and Mr. Sensenbrenner, to see them the day before and the day after is clearly night and day, because it's just that whole, where are we going now? When Congress actually heard their cries, that just gave them a lot to feel a little bit more relieved about. I mean, it's still a long road ahead of them, but at the same point, there was a little bit of relief for the first time in months that I've seen it.
I heard that even Sheila Jackson Lee was sympathetic to these guys, and we know that she is about as anti-American as they get.
Well, that was what was so surprising, was during the hearings, Sheila actually was very supportive.
Good.
One of the things was Mr. Sensenbrenner, Mr. Hostetler, the chairman of the subcommittee on immigration, as well as the other members of the committee, were all very supportive. Their statements were heartfelt. This wasn't typical political fodder because it's campaign time. You know, I had a chance to introduce the members after the hearing to the families, and specifically to Mrs. Ramos and Mrs. Compien, and it was heartfelt. This was stuff that TV cameras, you know, didn't need to be around for. This was personal.
Right.
And it was good to hear that even Jackson Lee understands that you don't prosecute Border Patrol agents for doing their jobs. For what? To help a dope smuggler out?
Proven to be dope smuggler. This guy was smuggling drugs, which these agents... Instinct told them this is what was happening, and they were right.
Right.
They were right. He was illegal in the country, number one. Number two, he had drugs. And number three, he was armed. Now, how bad does it get? What do we have to do to protect these guys who are out there protecting us?
Well, exactly, and that's the point. The Border Patrol, as well as the U.S. Attorney's Office of El Paso, has actually been prosecuting a number of Border Patrol agents. Recently, I've been getting contacted by Border Patrol agents on this type of case. And this isn't the sole case. There are many cases that we are now coming to learn of that are taking place with this. This is just the cream of the iceberg. If you ask me, this case is Pandora's box finally being opened and finally showing how corrupt this administration has been.
Who's looking at this now?
Well, so far, and besides the Judiciary Committee on the House side, Senator Feinstein has requested that the Judiciary Committee on the Senate side also investigate this. We've got great congressmen such as Ted Poe of Texas. He was a judge for 20 years in the Houston criminal court system.
What's his take on it?
Oh, he thinks this was an absolute overzealous prosecution that was directed by somebody from above, and he's named the Attorney General's office.
Wow.
So you have that. You have somebody like Walter Jones, another congressman from North Carolina, who I really want to extend a thanks to. He actually set up a meeting for me and him this past Friday with an assistant U.S. Attorney General, and we were able to present the case to the Attorney General's office, so they know time's running out. Yes, we know that the sentencing dates have been postponed again, and that raises a whole different thing of issues that people need to understand about sentencings and dates changing and what have you in this case, because every time, and I'm going back a little before this, every time during this trial, during this entire witch hunt process here, whenever the prosecution wanted a continuance to delay the trial or to delay whatever at stage, they would come back and charge the Border Patrol agents with more charges. Well, one of the things that the public needs to understand is, you know, this whole thing about illegal aliens having civil rights. Well, in United States versus Verdugo, this is in 1990, Chief Justice Rehnquist, of course, who just recently passed away, actually stated in his written opinion, this was the majority opinion, on a 6-3 numbers, right, stated that illegal aliens are not entitled to protections under the U.S. Constitution because they have no ties to this country and are not legally here. And I'm paraphrasing, but the gist of that is actually up on our website right now.
That's pretty straightforward. I mean, there's no interpretation there, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And so for them to start prosecuting agents on a civil rights charge, just so you know and your audience knows, a civil rights charge is worth 10 years. So that's an automatic now against the agents. Well, I presented that portion of the argument as well, and of course you should have heard the silence at the other end of the phone from the Attorney General's office.
I can imagine.
But you cannot charge federal officers with a civil rights violation because they don't have civil rights. They have human rights, but not civil rights. The gentleman was not trying to establish his stay here in America. He wasn't seeking amnesty. He wasn't seeking anything other than to get his dope across. When he failed, he tried to run home. Now, the famous thing of shooting him in the butt. He was actually in a bladed position, so as he turned, it appeared as though he was attempting to, turn and fire at the agents. Well, show me a dope smuggler who doesn't have a firearm in him, and I'd really be shocked by that, because they all carry.
Well, I mean, there's no way you're going to tell me this guy wasn't healed. I mean, everybody knows that. But look how much time he had to get rid of the gun, to throw it away. You know what I mean? And when they said he was armed, they just totally disregarded the testimony of two men who have impeccable records with the Border Patrol. One guy was nominated for Border Patrolman of the Year. These guys have numerous awards and have been doing their job for years. And their testimony is just thrown out in favor of a guy that's, number one, illegal, number two, he's carrying drugs. Number three, he's armed, and they just believe everything he says. I don't get it. I really don't get it. What was the jury thinking? And I've heard two jurors since then that have said, well, you know, we were browbeaten in the jury room. And I never understood that one, Andy, because if I say the guy's not guilty, you can't browbeat me and make me say he's guilty. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the things I'm glad you brought up right now, because the day before the conviction came in, it was 9-3 in favor of acquittal. How do you, within 24 hours, go from a 9-3 hung jury, basically,
In one day,
jeez, to a 12-0 conviction? Well, I'll tell you how. One of the things is that the foreman, and this is what's being alleged by two of the jurors, stated that he'd had a meeting with Judge Cardone. Judge Cardone is a federal district court judge who stated that she didn't want a hung jury. And with the spring break, but 1 week away, that's basically what they're saying is led to that they were informed by the foreman that was not going to be allowed. So I think there was more things going on behind the scenes than that.
Obviously.
El Paso is a known hostile city towards Border Patrol agents. They are completely open borders. They're like Calexico, and you know I know something about Calexico.
Absolutely. I've been getting some feedback from El Paso, people that I know there, and there's been a feedback from the Hispanic community. There's some who are very pro-illegal illegal alien, who are angry at these two guys for, quote, going against their own race, unquote. Well, you know what? We're Americans. I don't care what race you are. We're Americans. And I don't believe in identifying by race first. I identify by race probably ninth or tenth on my list. But we're Americans. We should be identifying that way. But a lot of people don't. As you see in Maywood yesterday, they identified along racial lines. And this is what happened with the people in El Paso, some of the people. Now, some of the Hispanic community there is saying, you know what? They should be going after this drug dealer and giving these guys an award for taking him down. So it's about 50-50 from what I hear.
Well, and that also includes the sheriff of El Paso County and the sheriff of Hudspeth County. This would be Sheriffs Leo Samaniego and Sheriff Arvin West. And both of them reported to me, because this was back in March that I went out there for the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition meeting. Well, I asked them about the case. They both said the same thing. A, these guys did not do anything wrong. This was a good shoot. The only problem was an administrative matter, which in the book itself says 5 days.
Five days.
Not firing.
I think they should.
Jail.
I think they should get the 5 days. You're not going to talk me out of that.
Well,
they should get the 5 days. That's what they should get. But that's all.
Well,
that's all. Nothing else.
And that's the point, Terry. You know,
nothing else.
They've already served 8 months under in-house arrest.
That's a lot. That's a lot of 5 days. You know what I mean?
And they've had to go 17 months without pay for what? So a dope smuggler can go back across the border, be brought back with the guidance and assistance of the U.S. government and a Border Patrol agent in Arizona. Also, that he was given an immunity agreement, which he violated. Now, get this. He was supposed to state everything for the record. He was not supposed to withhold anything back. He held information back in his testimony. He held it on the stand. He held it in statements. Why didn't they immediately take him into custody and prosecute? What they didn't do was they actually held up the trial back in October because he brought in a dope load of 1,000 pounds of marijuana. Now, they then sealed this in an indictment against the dope smuggler. His name, of course, is Osvaldo Aldrete Davila. So Mr. Davila, in addition to doing that, he gets preferential treatment from the court. Well, get this. As soon as the trial was over with, they expunged his record. So that is sealed indictment no longer exists. And the only person that could have done that was Uncle Sam, meaning the U.S. government.
Unbelievable. There's quite a few things going on here that the average person doesn't understand. Now, somebody will ask me, but why is the government doing this? Why would the government turn on their own in this fashion?
Because it's very simple. They are sending a message to every Border Patrol agent out in the field. We've all heard the stories of Border Patrol agents being ordered verbally to stand down, to not stop the illegal aliens, to not stop anybody. Well, this case proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're not even supposed to stop dope smugglers now, because if you do, basically, if you pursue a felon, you will become a felon and you will go to prison.
What effect does this have on the rank and file guy now? I mean,
they're terrified. They think before doing their job, and that's the worst thing for a cop.
A cop can never second guess. He's got to act on instinct. This is unbelievable to me. And I'm going to tell you something. The people of this country are really rallying behind these guys. And I even know people that are against our movement to stop this illegal invasion who are behind these guys because of the injustice. Just the injustice of this case. Forget stopping illegal invasions. These guys are being treated unjustly by the government.
Well, one of the things that actually took place, and this is actually in a DHS memo that goes back to last year, dated 3/14/05. They actually reported the dope smuggler that they were putting together a hunting party to come across and shoot Border Patrol agents. He reports this to Christopher Sanchez from the Office of Inspector General, his escort, if you will. Well, what happens is now they take that. Does he report it to the FBI? Does he report it to the Sheriff's Office? Does he report it to Border Patrol? Does he report it to anybody? No. He reports it to one entity, the Mexican police in Juarez, Mexico. So, excuse me, we've got so many problems in this case. It is clear something very dirty has gone on, and I'll bet money's been exchanged, Terry.
I bet it has, too, and I'm going to tell you something, Andy. They're lucky to have you working with them, trying to stop this atrocity. We are behind these guys all the way. We will continue to be behind them. Our hearts and prayers go to them and their families. These are two good Americans. They worked for us. They protect us, and now they're being treated in this way. It is unjust. It is unfathomable that our country would do this to them. We're going to take a break now. We're going to hear from Mr. Fabian Nunez with his racist self. Listen to his racist comments, and it'll show you what's going on in his
10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96, and I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles, And October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community, and so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996, we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we advance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. Before we get back to our guests, let's go to our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group, safeasgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, we see gold continue to rise, Terry. And as gold continues to rise, you know, people are looking for a safety net, especially from the stock market. The news has been focusing in on the Middle East, North Korea. People are getting nervous, and as people get nervous, they're trying to shift out of paper and put their money into something that's more, you know, more tangible, something that's safe, and that's where really gold comes into play.
That's a smart thing to do nowadays. I'll tell you, we live in troubled times, Jonathan.
No, we really do. And don't forget inflation. We are in a very inflationary era right now. So people should really be diversifying their portfolio anywhere from 5 to 20%. And if you want to know how you can protect yourself, people can get our free booklet right now just by dialing 1-800-510-9594.
Don't forget, folks, don't get left behind on this one. It's going to go up. It's just a matter of time. And don't think because it didn't go up today, it's not going up. As things get worse, and they will get worse, as gas gets higher, as the housing market plummets, as everything seems to happen at one time, gold is going to get higher. It's just a matter,
don't
of time.
Forget. Yeah, don't forget, Terry. You know, I've been on your show. Gold was at, you know, $500.
That's right. That's right.
I told people it would go up to $600. It has. It will go to $1,000 an ounce. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
When, absolutely.
People who retired during the 80s and 90s, you know, they weren't expecting to be paying nearly $4 a gallon for gasoline, cutbacks to Social Security, national events, you know, unfortunately Hurricane Katrina. You know, we're paying all these events right now out of our tax dollars, and this is why our federal deficit is going crazy with the out-of-control spending. And as this puts pressure on the U.S. dollar, this is why you're seeing commodities such as precious metals go up. So if you want to take advantage of the situation, it may not be pleasant, but it's very real. Gold is a way you can protect yourself. And like I said, expect $1,000 an ounce for gold. Get our free gold investment kit. It's a great education. You can receive it just by picking up the phone. It's free. 1-800-510-9594. Again, toll free 800-510-9594. And it will show you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices in this market.
All right, folks. That's Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. 1-800-510-9594. We will give that out again at the end of the show. Those of you who didn't have a pen or pencil ready. Jonathan, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thanks a lot, sir.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate
take care.
Thank you.
All right. Andy, what can we do? What can the folks do for these two beleaguered Border Patrol agents who have been turned on by their own country? What can we do?
Well, what we need people to do is go to our website, friendsoftheborderpatrol.com. We just today put up a brand new section that talks all about their case. If you want to know more about the case, just read my congressional testimony. If you'd like to make a donation electronically, you can do that at our website. If you want to just send it snail mail or postal mail, we're set up for everything. And, of course, as a 501c3, everything is tax deductible. We started this legal defense fund specifically to assist these two Border Patrol agents. However, we've decided at the end of this case, we're going to keep that going on
good
to
idea.
Assist every other Border Patrol agent
good
that comes into the line. Because one of the things that happened in this case is they got help from nobody. You know, in that original article by the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, this was an exclusive given to them by the family, which I arranged. One of the things that happened is they admitted they had no help from anybody from the beginning. Their own agency stood down on them. They were ordered to stand down on them to not give them any assistance. And again, for what? A dope smuggler? So Friends of the Border Patrol, we've been with them since this first happened. And Terry, that's what's interesting. When we were first contacted, it was by an aunt of Agent Ramos's, who lives here in California, that had heard about our organization. We got a phone call, gave them as much contact information about it as other people, tried to help, and have been there since really day one when this aunt first contacted me. We've been there ever since. And I can tell you, they are so overwhelmed by the level of support from all the programs, you know, all across the radio dial, from the television side, what Lou Dobbs has done nationally.
Fabulous stuff.
You know, Casey's gone down there. He's been able to expose a lot of the stuff that's going on, the work that Sarah Carter's done at the Daily Bulletin to bring this to our attention in
fabulous.
The first place.
Fabulous.
Because I can tell everybody, in El Paso, they did nothing to tell the truth. If anything, the El Paso Times reported what the government wanted done, which was the opposite of the truth. So, everybody owes a great deal of thanks from the Ramos and Compañan families. They're extremely appreciative. And, you know, it's one of the sad things, you know, as this sentencing was coming up, Mrs. Compeon is actually due to go into labor at the end of September. Can you imagine if they would take him in, this would be Jose Compeon, if they would take him in, incarcerate him, throw him behind bars, he wouldn't even be there for the birth of his own child. And Mrs. Compeon has to go through that for a dope smuggler? I'm sorry. This is just a ridiculous. It's an outrage. And it's time that President Bush, if he wants to even think about helping his polling numbers,
step up to the plate.
This is where he does it. You know, stop letting the dopers control it.
I would agree.
And, of course, the Office of Border Patrol. What they've done to these guys, they threw them down in front of the bus.
Andy, thanks for coming in. This is an important story. Everybody's covering it. I'm proud of John and Ken, and I'm also proud of Al Rantel and Hannity and all the rest of them for doing their job on this. This is one we all need to do our job on because this is Americans, and we can't turn our back on them.
Especially these are guys that are heroes. They should have been decorated.
Right.
They shouldn't be facing bars.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming in. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to get to the phones now and take some of your calls. Let's go to Joanna calling from New York City. Joanna, what do you hear? What do you say?
I'm here. I'm co-president of this group called New York ICE. It stands for New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement. We're a proactive group here in New York City. We're grassroots. We're the only group in New York City devoted to ending the illegal alien insanity.
Right.
And you can check us out on the web at www.nyice.us or give us a call at 917-686-9695. Thank you.
I love the name. That's good stuff. How long have you guys been around?
We're a baby group, only for a few months.
Good. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Keep it going. Stay in touch with us. We'll get you on when you have something to tell us about your group, maybe some places or events you guys have been to, but let us know. We will back you all the way, Joanna.
Great. We're a really active group. We had three rallies in June.
All right. Thank you so much for calling us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Art calling from Bellflower, California. Art, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, hey, Terry, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I was at that rally on Saturday. It got ugly. That girl that sent you that email, Kelly, the one that got beat up, she's my volunteer coordinator. I'm the Libertarian candidate for governor.
Right, for governor.
Yeah.
I've heard you on the radio and other shows. We were going to try to get you on, too, so you could talk about your views on immigration. We will contact you the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, Art, it's really amazing that this is allowed to happen in an American city. Can you believe that? And all of these people who believe in open borders, and most libertarians believe in open borders, by the way. But
yeah.
But you don't. You're hardcore on this issue, and we appreciate that. We really do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a libertarian philosophy, and if everything was privately owned, you probably wouldn't need borders. But that's not reality, you know.
No, it's not.
We got public lands. We got public roads.
And then
we got all these public benefits.
We have a world that we live in, and the world we live in is what we've got.
Right.
You know, and you can say, well, this shouldn't be this, and that shouldn't be that. Well, that's fine. But that's not the world we're in. The world we're in, we've got public things, we've got private things. We have to deal with it as it is. And this outrageous illegal immigration and massive legal immigration is what's doing this to us as Americans right now, and it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Those that opposition that we had out there, I mean, those people were filled with hate.
Yep.
They believe that they own this entire continent.
Well, they don't, and we're going to prove it to them one way or the other. Art, how can they get in touch with your campaign?
Yeah, you call my campaign manager, or I'll send you an email, and we'll get it going.
Okay, I've got a number on you, buddy. We will call you the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Tony calling from Orange County. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Yeah, I was listening to the radio last night, and national news gets on there, and they have one of the officers get on there, and everything's hunky-dory and fine. No arrest made. Nothing happened. Everybody was minding their own business, and then I turn on the radio night, and I get the real story. I mean, it's just terrible how the news stations don't report the true facts, just like they didn't report that march in L.A. with the terrorists running around with their outfits that they were wearing. This is the only place to really get the truth.
You could fill newspapers with the stuff they don't tell us, Tony, and it's just amazing. But we do have people that were there yesterday that gave us accounts of what happened. You see the picture on our website of the Mexican flag flying at our post office. This is just outrageous.
Terry, how come if they walked onto a federal site, a post office, and took down the flag, how come nobody wasn't arrested?
You tell me. It's probably the punk Maywood police who didn't do anything about it. These people amaze me that they could be police officers. But you know what? I really shouldn't be blaming the rank and file cop, because those orders came down from up above for them not to do anything, for them not to arrest anybody, for them to not approach anybody. You know what? That's what happened out in Anaheim. I stood and watched people get beat up in Anaheim, and the Anaheim police did absolutely nothing.
Once again, Terry, the American citizens get the shaft. I've been supporting you financially, and I'm going to keep doing it because you're doing a great job.
Well,
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Tony, thanks for the call. You know, folks, Tony brought up an issue that I have to talk about. I hate to, but, you know, we're in dire straits all the time with money. Is it an astronomical amount of money we have to come up with every week to stay on the air in these different stations we're on? And we need your help. If you want to help us, stay on, help us. We're not asking you to send us $1 million. Send us what you can. We use it all for airtime, 100%. 100% goes to airtime. If you want to help us, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that address out again at the end of the show. Please give us a hand, because we do need it. Let's go to Sandra, who sent us the email about the problem out in Maywood yesterday. Sandra, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I want to thank you for that email. You know, I told Sandra on the phone, I had my monologue all set, and then here she comes about 5 o'clock this evening, and I had to change it. But it was a good, positive thing, because this needed to get out. People needed to understand what's going on with our government allowing thugs to accost American citizens with this violence and idiocy.
Absolutely. We need to let every American, they need to see that photo. I mean, just us being there and watching it, we were all outraged.
I bet you were.
But we knew that it would work against the opposition, because when American citizens see this, they're going to get angry.
Well, that photo was up on our website first.
I know.
We got it there before everybody else. Now, Lou Dobbs will have it tomorrow, but he doesn't have it tonight. But we got it up there first, and I want everybody to put it on their websites. I want every TV show to talk about it. I want every radio show to talk about it. Sandra, this is important, that you can't go out peacefully and demonstrate against something you believe. We have counter-demonstrated something that other people were doing, and we always went peacefully. You know, I spoke to a young lady in our Arlington Heights, Illinois, once.
Uh-huh.
She was protesting against it. She was very nasty. And I said, you know what? You're a pretty lady. Why don't you be a little more civil with what you say? I says, I applaud you for coming out and protesting us, though I don't agree with one thing you say. But be civil. Don't be so nasty. You know what? She said, I hadn't thought about that. You're right. And she says, from now on, I will protest you in a nicer way. Fine. That's your American right. But that's what we do. We're civil. We don't go out here talking about beating people up and throwing things. These people are animals.
They were.
They are animals. They're
animals.
Worse than animals.
They just swarmed. And believe me, I didn't get it bad. There was another woman who got it a lot worse than me.
That's really sad.
And she is suffering today. And she was beaten. I mean, she was beaten in the
head.
As
the police looked on.
And as they watched, yes. I did not witness this, but this is what her account was, that she was, as a matter of fact, can I read this?
Sure.
It says, I would also like to thank the Maywood Police Department for looking me in the eye as I was being assaulted, beaten, kidney punched, hit in the head with God knows what, and yanked around by my hair while they did absolutely nothing to intervene.
Sandra, we're going to attempt to get the Maywood Police Department on here to make a
difference. Well, it wasn't just Maywood. They had surrounding police departments as well.
I figured that.
But we don't know.
But it was their jurisdiction, and they are responsible for what happens there.
Overall, they are.
So we're going to see about this. Sandra, I want to thank you for coming on with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
There was vandalism in cars.
Sure.
Cars were smashed, broken windows. They had spray paint and flat tires. So it was pretty ugly.
All right. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thanks for having me on.
You stay in touch with us.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Annie, let me ask you a question. Look at what they do to American citizens who try to protest something civilly, and look what they're doing to these cops down here at the border.
Well, and one of the things that struck me about Sandra's call right now is, you know, that there has to be interagency agreements for relief. LAPD and LA County Sheriffs and CHP should have all stepped in.
All of them.
Why didn't the call go out? If they were surrounded in San Diego, there was a situation, this was several months ago, where Fox 6, the local Fox affiliate in San Diego, the reporter and the photog and the news van were attacked. So what happened? You had two sheriffs that called in, the other deputies from the station to come in. Well, eventually the call went out, and over 400 deputy sheriffs, Border Patrol, and everybody else all responded.
Yep.
Maywood failed these people yesterday.
Absolutely.
But you know what? This is what they've been doing for quite some time and getting away with it.
They have. You're right. Let's go to Gary calling from Reno, Nevada. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing? Hey, I'm going to contact you guys about a civil rights attorney that will probably sue the city of Maywood.
Good.
He does this all the time.
Sue the draws off of them. They need to take every nickel they got.
Well, I guarantee one thing, this guy plays for keeps, and he's got about 10 lawsuits like this going right now.
Great.
What I
was going to
tell you is, I saw the picture of that flag up there, and I am so angry, and our government better realize one thing. If they're not going to protect that flag, then there is no reason for our young men to be anywhere on this planet fighting.
Yeah, what are they fighting for? That's a good statement, Gary. And the guys who fought before in Vietnam and Korea and World Wars I and II, what were they fighting for us to come to this? They died on foreign shores for us to come to this? Will we allow people to put up foreign flags in our post office? This is outrageous.
Well, the thing about it is, it's American people. In other words, they're telling American people this is not a big deal, but it is, because men and women have died, and in the future, the only way you're going to get them to volunteer is if they love that flag. So the government is setting up their own demise if they don't do that. What I'd like for you to do is, if you, Putnam, or somebody, we need to get a congressman to sponsor a bill that is a federal felony to go on any government property and to face the American flag, take it down, and put another country's flag up.
Well, if put in those words, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. We'll see. I don't have the power for that. But we'd have to talk to a congressman or somebody. Gary, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Nelson, calling from Whittier. Nelson, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, there's never much time on your show, Terry. Hey, Terry, I have a 3,600-square-foot home. I'm having it painted. I'll tell you something. I'm having it painted by a Hispanic person. And I checked him out, and I said, you know, I don't want any illegals painting my house.
Good for you.
This guy is, I could hardly understand him because he has an accent, but he said, I came from Cuba, and he showed me I have a contractor's license, and everyone in his paint crew, they were Hispanic, but you know what? They all spoke English. Believe it or not, you can get a good deal with legal people, but believe it or not. And you know what? I recommend this guy because I know he's legal. You know, he even has an American flag sticker on the back of his truck. And I'm the one that's suing the school district that I work with. You remember I'm calling you?
Yeah, I remember.
If anybody wants a good painter, could I leave my phone number and give a reference?
Rather not on the air.
Okay.
All right, Nelson.
Whatever you say, boss.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it.
All right. Let's go to Andrew calling from Hollywood. Not much time, Andrew. What do you hear? What do you say? All right, Andrew. One last shot. Andrew's out of here. Let's go to Henry calling from Chicago. Henry, good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was invited to the show because your producers have seen my website.
Right. And you are for anybody that wants to come to this country and work legally, illegally, it's okay.
Well, let me say this way. Yes. I am for the well-being of this country.
Okay.
And when I look at the situation and analyze it, I see that we have, for the last 20 years, the period of pretty good prosperity. And I see immigrants, legal or illegal, as a part of that prosperity, of that success which we all enjoy. So simply when I start looking how it's happened that so many people are illegally, I believe that the original problem is that the immigration law, as it was voted in about 20 years ago during the Reagan administration, simply was not perfect, simply was bad, and put certain provisions which were simply unenforceable. And like now we can say that the government didn't enforce the law. I believe that the law was bad.
Let me ask
we
you.
Have to swallow whatever, I mean, we have to beer that beer, we have to drink that beer, which we, you know, brew by putting bad law
And what's wrong with the law, Henry?
Simply, the law put unrealistic restrictions and put unenforceable provisions. I was a businessman myself, and I know how easy it is to hire illegal immigrants, how hard it is for the government to chase it, how unrealistic it is.
Henrik, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that an employer should be able to hire any person in the world he wants to, regardless of the wage?
If the let me say this way. If John Smith, American employer, want to hire anyone he can find anywhere in the world,
right,
should the government have the right to say no, you shouldn't hire, you know, let's say, Jose Ramirez.
We're running out of time here, Henrik. We're running out of time. So I'm asking you a question. Should anybody be able to hire anybody from say, Mongolia, this one works, the guy in Mongolia wants to work for $2 an hour. Should he be allowed to bring that person here and let him work for $2 an hour?
Do we have a law?
I'm asking you a direct question. If you don't answer the question, you're out of here. Now, that's the question.
Is it legal to hire someone?
I'm asking you a question. Should he be able to hire a person from Mongolia for $2 an hour? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the American that guy displaces who was making $7 an hour or $8 an hour?
This person, at that time, will get better job because there will be more business, and he will be able to get job for $9 an hour.
We got to go, Henry. Thank you very much. We may have you on again at a later date. We're out of time. That's the problem.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on. And I'd like to discuss this with you because I don't agree with anything you have to say. But we'll discuss that at a later date. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Jeez, good Lord. Let's go to James calling from Los Angeles. James, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, you know they're going to have a rally in L.A. this weekend?
Yes.
And then also, too, did you hear about that meeting that Bush had with the Prime Minister of Canada and Fox? They want to combine the three countries into one by 2010.
They're trying awful hard, James. They're trying.
Huh?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Freedom is going to destroy America. We got to stand up.
I would say so.
Right.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Andrew calling from Los Angeles. Andrew, you got about 30 seconds. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, I say these illegals are pretty hostile towards anybody. I'm here from out of town, and they just started there. They're starting stuff with us everywhere we go.
Where are you from, Andrew?
Oklahoma. I'm one of them rednecks from Oklahoma.
I got a good buddy that lives in Tulsa, and he gives me reports of what's going on. He says he's from L.A., and he says it's almost as bad there now as it was when he left here.
I'm telling you, it's getting worse everywhere. They're resorting to voter fraud. I've seen people handing out voter registration.
Unbelievable.
They were signing it themselves.
Unbelievable.
The people handing out the stuff were just signing them and giving away water and smiling and smoking joints.
All right, Andrew. Thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy your stay out here and watch yourself.
All right.
Take care, buddy. All right. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Jerry couldn't get to you. Richard, Ron, Victor, and the rest, call me next week. I'm sorry. I tried to get all the newer folks on tonight. I want you all to stick around for the rest of Sunday Night Live here, if you're listening in Los Angeles tonight, on the Loris Rascala Show. The number one book in the country tonight is about illegal immigration, and you hear from Pat Buchanan, and Loris will talk with U.S. News and World Report's Michael Barone about illegal immigration. What a timely subject, Loris. You're copying me. I'm only kidding. She's got a great show right here on Sunday Night Live. Folks, I want to thank you for being part of the show. Andy, I want to thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, well, thanks again for having me, folks. Go to our website. You know, the issues we were talking about tonight with Mexico, it's all in my congressional testimony that I presented in El Paso. Go to friendsoftheborderpatrol.com, and if you can't catch that, then tomorrow, call area code 909 909- 613-9211.
Thanks, Andy. We appreciate it. This week with the Swings, folks, America of, by, and for the indigenous people, and stay the course. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback, and our sponsor, Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And I also want to thank Les Blingo for taking your calls and my great, great engineer, Mike Reed. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or, as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.